Good morning. I'd like to call the BATA Oversight Committee of Wednesday, May 9, 2012 to order. Can we call roll, please, Maria? Here.
Excuse me. BATA Oversight Chair Bill Dodd.
Here.
BATA Vice Chair Tom Bates.
Here.
Commissioner Campos. Commissioner Cortese.
Here.
Commissioner Glover.
Here.
Commissioner Kinsey, Commissioner Sartipi, Commissioner Weiner.
Here.
Commissioner Tissier, Commissioner Amy Ryan-Worth.
Here.
Present. Thank you. We have a quorum, Mr. Chair.
Okay, with that, do we have the big announcement?
Yes, sir. Okay. Each member of the board here today will be entitled to receive $100 per meeting attended, up to a maximum of $500 per month per agency. This amount is provided as a result of convening a meeting for which each member is entitled to collect such amount.
Getting rich.
Thank
one
you.
Meeting at a time. Thank you, Maria. We have a consent calendar before us. May I have a motion to approve, please?
So moved.
Second.
And we have a second. Is there any discussion? Is there any dissent? That motion passes without objection. We'll move now to agenda item number four, fiscal year 12-13 draft toll bridge program operating and capital budget. Peter?
Yes. Good morning, Commissioner. Peter Lee with BATA staff. I'm here today to present the draft 2013 budget, as well as give you a real quick update on our current year. And I'll start with the current year update. Relative to toll traffic, we are on target. We're up a little bit in terms of our full fare toll paying vehicles. Though we have a reduction in our carpool vehicles. I should point you to the memo as well as Attachment A, which presents the information in more detail. As far as revenue goes, collections through the first 9 months are on target. We're about 0.2% above our target for toll collection, so it keeps us on budget in terms of revenues on the revenue side. On the expense side, we have slight increases to the budget on manual toll collection as well as electronic toll collection. On the manual toll collection side, we've had to staff up with some additional staff at times to take care of moving into the new toll admin building as well as staffing up some of the toll booths for the closures we've had earlier this year. As far as ETC operation costs going up, primarily due to increased accounts more than we have projected in the current year budget. And also, we're taking care of additional in-lane maintenance with our ATCAS facility and in-lane maintenance work. Basically, the equipment now is approximately 25 years old, and we're just having a harder and harder time bringing on spare parts and keeping all the parts running. But we do have an underrun in the area of toll bridge facilities maintenance, so we should be able to cover the overrun that we have. So we'll have a net zero change in budget for approval next month in June. As far as next year's budget, on turning the page for the 12-13 budget, we are anticipating a 5% increase in tolls approximately, and this is due to what we have in the plan of finance, which is a 0.5% increase on all the toll bridges except for the Bay Bridge, which we're holding flat. It also includes the second phase of the toll increase enacted back in 2010 for the multi-axles, and that will happen in July 1st, and we are currently in the process of moving that forward. The revised toll schedule is shown on page 2 of your memorandum, and it does show the increase to the multi-axle or truck toll. As far as other revenues go, we also continue to show revenue coming in from the other toll operators in the region. We currently are the back office of electronic toll collection for Golden Gate, as well as the express lanes that are online in Alameda and Santa Clara. So we anticipate revenue coming in from those operations, as well as other revenues from our financings that we've had, the rebate from the Build America bonds, as well as state funding on the seismic program that's coming in to BATA. As far as expenses go, we do show approximately 8% increase in toll bridge operations for next year. Manual toll collection on the Caltrans side, while we continue to see some decrease in staffing on the toll bridges, their payroll rate has gone up for this coming year for benefits. We're not completely able to offset the increase in payroll with a reduction in staff, so we show approximately 6% increase in manual toll collection. And as far as CTC operations, it's an 11% increase on the CSC operations that we have, the back office customer service center operations. And that's due primarily to two things. The increase is fixed costs for the Golden Gate all-electronic toll collection system that they're bringing on. So we are reimbursed for that cost, but that is a cost that is borne in that line item, as well as an assumption for additional accounts coming online in the toll program. Unfortunately, you can't see the line numbers on the table. I'll fix that for next month. But we go. There's quite a bit of detail in the memorandum, and staff can cover it. As far as the other costs, they're pretty much flat in terms of our direct costs and toll administration costs, and everything is basically trending as planned or as budgeted in the past. And staff can answer any questions if you have questions on those line items. But there are no real changes from last month. But I will go into the capital program if you don't have any questions.
Well, Peter, I've got one question. We got an 11% increase on, in the expense side.
Yes.
And the two things that were there were, it's a great memory.
It's the Golden Gate AET, so that's a fixed amount negotiated with the Fast Track Customer Service Center. So it's to bring all to put the software and hardware together to accomplish that on the Golden Gate.
Right, but there's a corresponding revenue.
Yes, and there's a corresponding increase.
Okay.
So if you go up to the line for what you would probably see, 4327, about seventh line down, Golden Gate Bridge ETC reimbursement line item.
Okay.
And that went up approximately from $3.6 million to $4.9 million. So you see an increase of approximately 35% increase there. And then the remainder is just continued growth in the Fast Track accounts. So as we grow Fast Track accounts, the CSC contract is based on the number of accounts you have open. So as we open more accounts, you will see additional increase in cost there.
Thank you. Any other questions? Okay.
And then the following three attachments, B, C, and D, are for our capital programs. Attachment B is for the toll seismic retrofit program. This year's allocation request is approximately $83 million, which represents a substantial decrease from last year, about a 23% decrease from last year's budget of $110 million. And this is primarily due to, we're rapidly approaching the end of that project and we are ramping down. Though I got to say, we also have new contracts coming on board for demolition of the old bridge, so we will continue to see expenditures out for a number of years, but as far as this project is going, it is winding down. It's on the tail end of the bell curve for that project. Regional Measure 1, it's a fairly minor allocation. Again, this program is wrapping up. We're just doing some landscaping projects that are continuing for, say, A80-92, as well as our environmental mitigation. So that allocation nets less than $1 million. On Attachment C, D is our toll bridge rehabilitation program. That is still fairly large. It's approximately we have about $93 million in terms of capital outlay construction projects and about $17 million in support of those projects. It's a long list of projects is included in Attachment D, but it includes such items as the toll maintenance facility at the Bay Bridge that will be advertised this year, as well as ongoing projects that we have with the department in the rehabilitation realm. And then as far as the BATA projects go, we have some capital improvements that we wish to do at the toll facilities, including replacing the toll canopy or recladding the toll canopy at the Bay Bridge, as well as some fast-track improvements that we have planned. And those are all within the Brian's plan of finance for the toll rehabilitation program. So,
any comments? This isn't
information
item.
Yes.
Any comments? Questions? Thank you, Peter.
Okay. No
appreciate
problem.
The report. I think you're up for the next one, too, the progress report for the seismic retrofit program.
Yeah, item number 5 was delivered to you directly. It is the first quarter seismic toll bridge seismic retrofit program project progress and financial update. There is a revision to our forecast in this. Actually, it's trending positive. We are showing an increase in contingency for the program as our risks have gone down as we're moving closer and closer to our scheduled Labor Day 2013 opening of the bridge. I'm just going to go through some of the progress that we currently have ongoing on the project. At the beginning of April, I noted that we had completed the cable hauling operation where it brought all the individual strands of cable into place. And then over the last month or so, they've been working, or actually less than that, working on compaction of the cable. So there's been squeezing the cable down to form the one cable that will support the bridge. And so they've been progressing. So you see further down, you see the individual strands, if you look in detail down here, and this is up close, that it's been squeezed down into a round shape that will form the single main cable. Our next operation right now that is ongoing is installation of the cable bands. And I'm going to kind of walk you through what the next 2 or 3 months of work is ongoing on the bridge, which is quite interesting from an engineering perspective. These are cable bands. These are where the suspender ropes will come down from the main cables. And each one of these brackets, I believe there's over 100 of these that will get placed along the bridge. We have already installed the first three. This is on the northeast cable. Each one of these bands have to be precisely placed because they actually need to compensate for the rotation of the cable as we load the bridge up, and you'll see that in a future slide that I have. But each one is placed precisely so that when the bridge moves and the cable will fan out later on, that everything will be in the right alignment for the bridge. We also have cable bands going on the west end of the bridge. You don't see this area, but this is the west end over Yerba Buena Island. The cable goes through a saddle here, and it's been compressed, and we put cable bands here also to secure the cable down. I'm going to show you our next big operation is load transfer. Let me get this. See if I can get this. Full screen. So after the cable bands are put into place, the individual suspender cables will be lifted up with a pulley system that pulls the suspender up and around the main cable, and then they'll sling it over and attach it to the main cable in the cable band here. And this will be repeated over and over again on each one of the cable bands. So as you see, gravity is just pulling them vertically straight down, and where you see that the suspenders itself will connect to the outer exterior of the roadway deck. So that will have to be slung over, and it'll be installed. This is a simulation of the installation. So phase one is pulling the suspender cable down using strand jacks. So this jacking system basically pulls it down an inch or two at a time until you get the cable suspender cables in the right position. And then they're bolted and connected onto the roadway deck. Okay. So that's how it is on the individual strands. This activity, though, has to happen in a kind of orchestrated manner. Half the suspender cables will be put up at one time, and then as it is pulled back, the bridge actually lifts off the ground. So it's difficult to see, but actually you see that the bridge deck actually was lifted up as they pulled it up and loaded what we call load transfer from the false work beneath. It's being loaded onto the main cable. So we do half the suspender cables, and then we'll do another phase where we'll do the other half of the suspender cables. And it should show here. So once that's done, we have load transfer. It's off the false work. The roadway decks are completely supported by the main cable and the tower. And then we can move on to connecting the bridge on to the either end of the bridge on Yerba Buena Island, as well on the to the Skyway, where we put the hinge pipe beams through. So that activity, cable bands are going to go on for probably the next month or so. Then we're going to have to install all the suspender cables and then move into the load transfer phase. And that will probably put us into the September, October timeframe for load transfer. So we'll have a very busy summertime getting all this work done. That's pretty much my presentation on terms of the Bay Bridge.
Okay. Commissioner Cortese.
Sure. This is not a policy question, but just you're talking about slinging those cables over before they ratchet them down.
Yes.
It sounds pretty easy when you say it that way, and I'm just curious. I mean, this thing's got to be a ton of weight themselves, even if they're not tightened down. Is there some kind of machine that does it?
There's a number of cranes on the bridge itself, and unfortunately it was difficult to see at the time, but if we go full screen and basically it's just a winch system that will pull the suspenders cables up. So it'll pull it up with a cable. So they have a walkway, they have access, We have cranes that can, that we have a main crane that's on top of the tower itself. And for the lower spots, we actually have rubber tire cranes that are currently operating on the bridge itself that we can get up to various locations. So the cable bands are pretty interesting, too, that, you know, it just requires a pulley system. It's very well thought out by our contractor. They spend quite a bit of time thinking through all the engineering and the challenges that they would have to do the installation. This, you know, honestly, has been done before. So this is, you know, probably American Bridge's bread and butter in terms of doing suspension bridges. This is very similar to what you would do for all other suspension bridges out there, except it's at askew, so it's a little different in that regard. But as far as suspender cables go, we've done it since, you know, Brooklyn Bridge, if not before.
Commissioner Wirth?
Yeah, I just wanted to make a comment, too, and a request. First of all, I really want to thank you for this presentation. As you're going through with the film and the discussion for those of us that are not engineers, I think it's really helpful to be able to understand what we're doing and how we're doing it. And so I just wanted to, I know that there's a lot of information up on the website mm-hmm. about the bridge, and I would assume that this kind of presentation it could be part of that.
Yes.
I think the public is really interested. And when I tried to explain to my uncle visiting from Portland this weekend about how that process of clamping down it works, I think that this is so much better than my explanation. So I referred to that machine as the squisher.
Yeah.
So
it is a squisher. It's the easiest way to explain to my son.
Thank you for
I have to say, you approved in your consent item an item for PB consult to actually prepare some of these modeling and 3D models, and all these are this is actually still draft. It's still being tweaked, but it will be all put on our baybridgeinfo.org website, and, you know, Bart and I will do a voiceover and explain everything to everyone on what the operations are and how they work. I just have a couple of other items. Just as a reminder, the Dumbarton Bridge will be closed Memorial Day weekend. So at the end of this month, the Dumbarton Bridge will be closed starting on Friday, 10 p.m. on the 25th through Tuesday at 5 a.m. They are going to be replacing one of the seismic joints that are in the main span, and we need to have all traffic off the bridge while we tear out the joint. It goes full width across one direction, so we really can't have traffic on the bridge during that time. You will start to see a lot of changeable message signs on the roadway, a la Dumbarton Bridge as well. I mean, Doyle Drive and the Bay Bridge closures that we've had. The detours are fairly simple or reasonable in terms of San Mateo Bridge to the north, as well as 237 to the south. And you will start seeing those changeable message signs go up fairly soon. We have been in coordination with the Golden Gate because they also have 75th year anniversary activities going on the Golden Gate Bridge, and we have been in contact with them as to not spoil their fun. And then the last bit would be the Antioch Bridge. Just want to note again that we did reach seismic safety on that bridge, I think April 17th, and we had Amy Wirth there to speak. And so that is the fifth of our seven bridges to be seismically retrofitted. So that just leaves Dumbarton and the Bay Bridge at this point.
So. Very good. Any other comments? Thank you, Peter. I have no speaker cards. Anybody wishing to address the BATA Oversight Committee? Seeing none, we'll adjourn this meeting to the next meeting, which will be Wednesday, June 13, 2012 at 9:30.